Today, Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts and the nice things that Fish and Wildlife have to say about farmers and ranchers. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. When you read most endangered species listings from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, there aren't many positives that the agency has to say about agriculture or the practices that farmers and ranchers do in their line of business. This accustomed stance by the agency that has been created to close the world down, using ESA to do the shuttering and closing, has a lot of different twists in what we're seeing, at least for the moment, as they put out the word on the proposed threatened status that they have for monarch butterflies. I had to check twice the source of a recent piece that they put out on agriculture and ranching. Yep, it was under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service banner. American farmers and ranchers play a vital role in protecting and promoting monarch butterflies across the continent, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wrote. We're supposed to believe that the agency somehow has discovered that farmers and ranchers understand that sustainability and profitability can coexist. It's true and has been through all the other listings that the service has made, but this time for monarch butterflies, that's kumbaya being hummed in the background. Because of the scope of the landmass that monarchs cover, it isn't too surprising that the nice people of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are now the ones in charge. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman. Thanks for listening.